USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Now that the election is over, Congress can get back to work, and there is a sense of urgency to get another stimulus package done by the end of the year. As far as what sort of package we will see, Republican Congressman Andy Biggs of Arizona believes
you might get something out. I would suspect it's going to be narrower than Speaker Pelosi wants, which is still about $2.5 trillion. I think it's going to probably be closer to several hundred billion dollars that would go to PPP and EIDL loans. I think that's probably where you're going to end up.
President Trump announced Monday that he fired Defense Secretary Mark Esper, ousting one of his top cabinet officials. In a pair of tweets, the president saying that Esper has been terminated and he would be replaced by National Counterterrorism Center Director Christopher Miller, who will lead the Pentagon in an acting capacity. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I'd have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Thousands of power outages are being reported in South Florida due to Tropical Storm Etta. Florida Power and Light spokesman Marie Botot says it's not as easy as you may think to restore everyone's power.
There's a lot of flooding, and the winds cause flying debris into our power lines. There's fallen trees that come into our power lines. Those will take longer to restore, so it really depends on the damage that you're looking at.
If being shot through a vacuum tube sounds good to you, you're in luck.
Virgin Hyperloop gave the first ride on a test track Sunday in Las Vegas. A Hyperloop is a transportation system in which people travel in a vehicle in a vacuum tube at speeds up to 600 miles per hour. Virgin's system includes magnetic levitation used since the 70s and on high-speed rail projects in Japan and Germany. Virgin's pod only reached 100 miles per hour on this track because the track is 500 meters long, limiting how fast the pod could go. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbills. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
For the sixth straight week, average gasoline prices have fallen across the country. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, John Clemens has the story.
The national gasoline price fell 3 cents last week for an average of $2.09 a gallon. That's 10 cents lower than last month and 55 cents below what it was a year ago. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about the factors for the drop in prices.
The six-week streak that we've seen the national average decline may soon wrap up as oil prices start increasing again on optimism over the economy and a potential stimulus plan from President-elect Biden.
California still has the highest prices at $3.14 a gallon compared to Texas at $1.73. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
All Utahns are subject to a statewide mask mandate under new COVID-19 restrictions as announced by Governor Gary Herbert. Herbert explaining in a televised address on Sunday night that the rising number of COVID-19 cases in the state means that Utahns can no longer choose whether they wear face coverings.
Masks do not negatively affect our economy, and wearing them is the easiest way to slow the spread of the virus. Experts tell us that masks do not cause a shortage of oxygen to your brain or cause disease. We cannot afford to debate this issue any longer.
The governor is saying he's trying to curb hospitalizations as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.